Scripture reading comes from Isaiah chapter 35, verse 4. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you.
What a wonderful thing to say, that God has come to save us. This comes from chapter 35 of the book of Isaiah. I want you to turn there. It's a hard time. Sennacherib, the Assyrian, is bringing a great army down on Israel, on Judah. He's already started taking off the little towns out in the countryside. Their economy is shot. Their king is weak. They have no army to speak of. It looks hopeless. And God, through Isaiah, sends these words. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon, and they shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands, make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful, who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance and with recompense of God, and he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be open, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. And then the lame man will leap like a hart, and the tongue of the dumb will sing with joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert, and burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground shall be springs of water, and the haunt of jackals shall become a swamp, and grass shall become reeds and rushes, and a highway shall be there, and it shall be called a holy way. The unclean shall not pass over it, the fools shall not enter into it. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it, and they shall not be found there. But the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return, and the come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall fade away. It's a bad time. Enemy armies are approaching. The people are in desperate straits. When you describe their situation, Isaiah would describe it as a dry desert, sterile, nothing is growing. He would describe it as a low place, as in your heart is low. He would describe the people as weak and feeble. He would describe them in verse 4 as being afraid. He would describe them in verse 4 as being lost. He would describe them in verse 5 as being blind. He would describe them as being deaf. He would describe them as being lame. He would describe them as mute. And then God comes into the picture. God is always in the picture. And so what was dry and sterile, he says, will become full of vegetation. Flowers will be blooming. What is low becomes a mountaintop of glory. What is weak will become strengthened, and what is feeble becomes sturdy. What is lost is saved, and what is blind now can see. And the one who can't hear can not only hear. When I read this verse, I thought about a friend of ours whose little girl couldn't hear. She came to our very first school, our Tuesday-Thursday school, and she had a big device hanging around her neck that worked, and she could hear a little bit. And through all of this time, they were doing operations and other things. And one day her dad told me, he said, I just have to tell you about today. Today I went to her room, and she had her window open, and she was laughing. And I said, what? And she said, Daddy, did you know that birds sing? What a wonderful day, wasn't it? What a glorious thing. He said that those who are blind can see, and those that are deaf can hear, and those that are lame leap about. Remember the man at the Gate Beautiful who couldn't even, someone had to carry him there every day, and when he was healed, when Peter and John tell him, in the name of Jesus, get up, and he gets up, and he doesn't limp out of there. He starts jumping and dancing and stomping his feet and leaping in the air. This is a grand and glorious thing. We're talking 180-degree turnaround. And those who can't speak are now singing. Here comes God. He says, I am the way. He tells us later in this chapter, he tells us that lepers are now clean. This is a cleansing way. He tells us there's nothing to fear. He tells us the redeemed walk on this highway of God. He tells us the ransomed are free and they get to come home. The enslavement is over and they're free. He said there's no end to this everlasting joy. He calls it joy and gladness. And he tells us it comes, and sorrow flees, and there's no sighing there. Now, you know this, when the prophet Isaiah is telling us this, he's describing not only the immediate or in the next few years answer of what God is going to do. We know Sennacherib's going to go home defeated. We know that. They didn't. But he's also describing something else. He's describing the coming of Jesus, and he's describing the coming of hope that will be with him. He's describing a way that Jesus would call, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me. He's describing a situation in this rotten world where the blind will see and the deaf will walk and the lame, well, the deaf will hear and the lame will walk and the poor will have the good news preached to them. John, you can... Don't lose heart. Don't lose heart, John. You're in jail, but the kingdom is coming and now is. Open your books to number 791. This is not the invitation song, but I want you to join in this sermon, okay? What? 971, excuse me. 791 is also a good song, but this is the one we want to sing.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, Thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. When the hosts of hell assail and my strength begins to fail, Thou that never lost a battle, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When my life becomes a burden and I'm facing chilly Jordan, O Thou lily of the valley, stand by me.
Thank you, Steve. In Isaiah's day, they'd heard many stories. They'd heard many lies. There's so many lies that are always told to us. A few of them that maybe you've heard. You'll never amount to anything. The best days of your life are now behind you. It'll never get better than this. There's no way out. This is as good as it gets. Life is hard, and then you die. If we wanted to, we could add 1,000 more lies to this list. But God says the truth is, there is a way. a bright and shining way, a holy way, the highway of God. The redeemed walk on that road. It's a holy way. You can walk on that road. Did you hear me? You can walk on that road. Yes, you can. At Calvary, he opened the way. He opened a door that no one can close. You can walk on that way. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And Isaiah said, by the inspiration of God, "Behold, your God will come, and he will come with vengeance and with recompense of God, and he will come to save you." Now is the time to walk in that way. Now is the time to believe the word of God. Now is the time to turn from the other way where you've been walking, the way of darkness, the way of lies, the way that's sterile, the way that's low, the way that leaves you feeble, and to walk in the way of God. Now is the time to confess your loyalty to God and tell God in the truth from your heart and from your lips that you believe that God has come, that Jesus has risen from the dead, and that the way is open, that you believe that Jesus is the King of kings and Lord of lords, and that he is so powerful and so eternal that no lions are on the way, there's no danger, nothing can keep this from happening. He has opened the way. Now is the time to join him in baptism. Now is the time, if you're on the way and you stopped and you're sitting by the way feeling sorry for yourself, now is the time to quit believing the lies and to get up and get back in the way. Now is the time for us to walk in the way of salvation. Now is the time for us to believe the truth. Even though there are many lies and much darkness and many shadows, we are not those people. The Bible tells us we are children of light. We know how it's going to turn out. We know what God is about. We know the way where we are going. Won't you come and walk in that way?